The Torah begins the parasha by saying, Shlach lecha anoshim. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to send people of Yisurus Eretz Canaan, and they will investigate Eretz Canaan, Asher Noisil of Nei Yisrael, Ishechad Lamata, Avoisov, Tishlechu, Kol Nosi Behem. And Rabbi Aaron Levine, the Rai Shirov, in a Sefer Drash V'Iyun, asks a question. What is the Pasuk adding with the words, Kol Nosi Behem? So he says that in order for a person to be considered appropriate to do a shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person to do avoidus Hashem, he has to be a person that in all of his acts and all of his activities, they're all kuloi, completely l'shem shemayim. If a person is only acting as a nafsi, he's only acting as a very special person when he's in a public setting, but in the privacy of his home, when nobody is watching, he isn't acting that way, then he isn't a nasi, then he isn't a great person, and he's not a person that's fit for leadership. A person to be fit for leadership has to be an individual, says Rav Aaron Levine Zatzal, who's kol nasi. He's completely a nasi all of the time and in all of his activities. If there's something missing, then he will not be able to fulfill the shlichus properly. And there's an interesting medrash on this pasuk. The pasuk says, halacha, the medrash says, halacha, what is the halacha? Ma'al lifrish l'yam ha'gadol kainu l'shabbat shloish yamim. Is one, may one take a trip within 3 days before Shabbos? Says the medrash, Shana Rabbi Seinu, Chazal taught us, Ema fligin b'svina b'yam ha'gadol. We're not allowed to take a trip shloish yam kodem Shabbos, before 3 days before Shabbos, when it's only 3 days before Shabbos. However, v'mahay shlich mitzvah, if the purpose of the trip is for a mitzvah purpose, muta lifresh b'chol yom shiyirtza, he could embark on any day. So of course the question is, what does that halacha have to do with what we're learning now about the Meraglim? And in general, asked the Sefer Ginza Yisrael from the chart of Rebbe Zatzal, he asks, how did it come that the Meraglim made such a terrible error, ended up doing such a serious Aveira? The Halacha, as we know, the Gemara says in many places, that Masechta Pesachim, Daf Chesom Abeis, Shlichim Mitzvah Ein Nezukin, people are going on a Shlichus for Mitzvah, don't get harmed. Mitzvah magnum gitzelus, a mitzvah protects us from any harm. Why wasn't that the case here? So he explains, if somebody does a mitzvah with the proper intent, then the halacha is the mitzvah will protect him. But if he doesn't do the mitzvah with the proper intent, then the mitzvah will not protect him. What does that mean? He explains. What he means is when somebody begins any act, when somebody begins anything, his original kavana, his first kavana, is what is most essential. And that's why he says it's so important that when a person gets up in the morning, every person, as they start their day, they should start the day doing mitzvahs, davening, learning. Starting the day on the right foot makes a lasting impression on what will happen throughout the day. And that's why the halacha, for example, is that when somebody bakes a bread and he prepares a dough, the halacha is, as the Torah says, reishis arisay seichem. You have to take off challah. The first thing you do as you're preparing food is put something away doing a mitzvah. When somebody goes on a trip, as we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to protect the person when he goes on the trip. But if when the person goes on the trip, as he starts with the right kavana, then he'll be fine. And that's exactly, says the Ginza Yisrael, what the Medrash is teaching us. The Pasuk says in our parasha, V'yelchu v'yavoyu, makish halicha l'biya. The jet only when they came back, is it very obvious they came back having doing the wrong thing, saying terrible things about Eretz Yisrael. But makish halicha l'biya, That it must be, says the Medrash, that when they went, they already went with that improper intention. And of course, the question is, if we just said that the Meraglim were Nasiim, if we just said that the Meraglim were such great people, how are we attributing to them that they did such a terrible thing, that they went with the wrong intention? The answer is that if they would have gone with the right intention, then this would have never happened. A person who sets out on a trip, if he's going l'shem mitzvah, he could go even an Erev Shabbos. Because a person who's going l'shem mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect him, that nothing bad will happen, and that he won't have to be mechal Shabbos. If these people came back having done this Aveira, it's clearly an indication that they went with the wrong machshava. And since it's an indication they went with the wrong machshava, that's why they shouldn't have gone. Because if you go with the wrong machshava, you're going to come back not the way it's supposed to be. And that's why he says a very interesting halacha. He says, we know that it took 14 years for Klal Yisrael to conquer and divide Eretz Yisrael. And even though it took 14 years till they conquered Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is that the mitzvahs of Tluyas Baretz, chala, other mitzvahs, they became obligated in immediately. And the question is why? Shouldn't they first have conquered and divided the land? And then all the mitzvahs of Tluyas Baretz come into effect. So he explains, if it won't start properly, if our first act won't be done properly, then there's a real concern that it won't be end properly. So even though maybe there's a good argument that we should not start until they're in Eretz Yisrael, until they conquer and divide the land, here there was no other option. And I saw that the Chasam Sofer also follows this approach. He says, the pasuk begins this week's parasha, Shlach Lecha Anoshim. So he says what actually happened here was two different situations occurred simultaneously. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told Moshe Rabbeinu to take and send people to see Eretz Yisrael. And the people approached Moshe Rabbeinu to go see Eretz Yisrael. He said, but what happened was, had the people have done it as they were supposed to do it, meaning completely just to do it because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have wanted done, then everything would have been fine. As we just explained, people who go on a shlichus for mitzvah are going to be successful. People who go for a shlichus mitzvah need not be concerned that anything terrible will happen. What happened over here? The people did not have that intention. They didn't just do it because Hashem wanted them to do it. They had their own motives, their own ulterior motives. He says, how do we know that? He says, there are two words that we find that could have been used how to describe these people who went on this trip to look at Eretz Yisrael. A person who goes on a shlichus, on a trip that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending him on, is called a malach. A person who goes because he wants to go is called a person. He's not a malach. If he's not going in the shlichus of Hashem, we would call him a person. We wouldn't call him a malach. Says the Chasam Sofer, look at the first words of our parsha. The first words of our parsha are, Shlach lecha anoshim. They weren't malachim. They didn't serve as messengers of Hashem. They served as messengers of people. They didn't go with the intent, with the kavana, that we are here to fulfill a shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since that wasn't the way they traveled, that's why we said the Maimer Chazal, Makish Halicha Labia. The coming back wasn't good because they didn't set out with the right intention. Had they set out on the right intention, and it's not just the Meraglim, but it's everyone. Whenever we do something, if we set out with the goal of being Malochim, of what we're doing is a Shlichus, but a Shlichus of Hashem, because we're doing the Rotzen Hashem, we're doing Avodas Hashem, then we will be people who are the shlichei mitzvah. And the shlichei mitzvah Ein and the Zoykin will always be protected and successful.